I almost don't remember stabbing her, or any of them. What led to that is still a blur. I just remember holding on to the knife and seeing it in her stomach as the blood turned her white jumper a beautiful crimson. The others just stood watching. No one said anything. It was nearly normal. But then when I looked her in the eye and saw the hurt and the shock, I realized what I'd done. But she is me. And as I stand, blood dripping from my face and the wound in my stomach, I wonder which one of us I am. I hate the silence, but here the rushing water plays like music and I feel the need to dance. But that would be odd, wouldn't it? Dancing in the river covered in blood. That wasn't how the day began, although I knew when I looked in the mirror at the familiar face staring back at me. Something was different. I wondered at that moment if I ever really existed. Maybe I was a fabrication of my own mind, a character that never was, but one that came to life after a storm. Biblical, almost, but lacking God. Standing, tremoring in front of the mirror, I got dressed, because that's what people do. Then, wearing the strange clothes that I knew belonged to me but that I'd never seen before, I made my way downstairs towards the smell of brown toast and bacon. I wouldn't eat that day. When I stepped into the kitchen, absorbing the feel of the large cold flagstones on my feet, panic set in. Every sentence in my head was there already like a script, and before each question came, the answer was ready and waiting. If you'd shaken me at the time and said, "This isn't real," I would have understood. Like a strange screenplay, I took on a character, the one who spoke too much, who swore too much, who said things to shock. The mask was there to hide behind. But the more I embraced it, the more I lost sight of where it all began. In years to come, I would look back at press cuttings and wonder if I was really there. The House of Blood, they called it, like something gothic and fantastical. Then time shifts, and I'm standing in the river watching the stream of blood trickle from my sagging stomach into the rumbling water. I start to panic just before I hear a soothing voice travel over the hills. "Now, Christine, you are back in your safe place. Feel the cool water around your feet. Look up at the blue sky and start to count back from 10. 10. Your body starts to feel light. 9. The bird song is more distant now. 8. You can feel the sun on your skin. 7. The rhythm of each breath is calming. 6. Nothing can hurt you now. 5. This is a safe place. 4. Your eyes are getting ready to open. 3. You can feel yourself floating away from that place. 2. And on the count of 1, you will open your eyes. 1. Christine, it's fine. Just breathe. It went really well.